How do the Thais, and especially the Buddhist practitioners, perceive the flooding disasters in Thailand? Is it just an unfortunate chain of effects due to bad weather, and that is how it is? So, neutral, no feelings? I'm sure there's lots of feelings. It's affecting a huge portion of the population and affecting the economy. There's like 1,000 factories flooded. I mean, it's like, I saw a picture of the Honda factory, and it's all you could see was water with, and just the tops of the cars. It's all submerged. 30% of the hard drives, computer hard drives on the planet, come from Thailand, and it's all affected. So, you know, in terms of economic difficulties, the disruption of just having to flee one's house and getting by in a flooded, smelly, putrid, you know, fetid water. Everybody's, you know, it is sort of seen as, you know, this is definitely something they're having to deal with difficulty. You know, probably some are dealing with it more graciously than others. As there's a person I know who's a good Buddhist practitioner, his house was flooded out. The house he's lived in for 20-odd years, his house that he was building and just about complete, that's flooded out. His office for his work, his business, was flooded out. The warehouse and factory for his business was flooded out. And at his home, so he evacuated his family. He looks after both his mother, who is wheelchair bound and not at all well, and he also looks after his, you know, he has his wife's mother living with him as well. So he moved the whole family to higher ground in about 2.5 hours outside of Bangkok. And you know, sort of said, well, you know, how are you doing? I've heard that this has happened. And he said, well, so you just have to, you know, it's just something, you know, you just have to deal with it. You have to work with it. He said, and, you know, for me, it's not such a problem, because at least I've got the material well-being enough to move my family. I really feel sorry for the people who don't. And there's lots of people that don't have that luxury. So it's very compassionate, you know, not really looking at his own, focusing on his own difficulties, but recognizing, wow, there's people who are, you know, have got it a lot worse than I do.